Okay, good morning. It is Sunday, August 28th. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. This is Michael Novick, the chair, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll. Ralph, you have to unmute.
Okay, taking the roll, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz.
Here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson. Eric Jacobson.
He's visible.
Okay, I'll come back to him. Alexa. Alexa. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach. Oye Oyoyepo. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Marlon. Lawrence Reyes.
Present. Present.
Thank you, Lawrence. Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Thank you, Ziri. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss.
Present.
Thank you, Ruth. Oscar Uya. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Thank you, Polina. Beth von Guten.
Beth is trying to get in. She just texted me. She can't get in.
Okay. Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala.
Okay.
Thank you, Carlos. Michael Novick.
Present.
Okay, circling back. Edelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Alexa. Alexa. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach. Oye Yippo. Oscar Ulloa. Beth von Guten. Harvey Wasserman.
Eric is present.
Who was that?
Eric Jacobson is present. You skipped me on the circling back.
Oh, right. I saw you. Okay. Thank you, Eric. I have 16 present, and I'll keep an eye out for the tardies.
Okay. Thank you. That is a quorum. Lawrence, you want to do something as far as the land back acknowledgement in Comportment?
Yes. So to invoke the solemn words of our previous colleague, Lydia Ponce, we are on Kish, Tomba, Pachamon, and Chumash, unceded land, and we honor the people of this land, and we try to be better stewards. I want to report that we lost an elder yesterday, and we had a ceremony for the elder. Thank you, Vadega, very active in WBAI in New York. So I just want to honor him and his transition. And I want us to try to think outside of the box and comport ourselves the best way we can. I know we all have our differences, but let's put in front of us what's in front of us, this KPFK in the network. So with that, I say, Ometakeyase, all my relations.
Thank you, Lawrence. Do we have volunteers for keeping time for the agenda items and for speakers?
I'll keep time for the agenda items, Jim.
Oh, I was going to say that. I'll keep time for the speakers, but I prefer the agenda items, actually, if that would be all right with Lawrence.
That's fine, Mala.
Okay, thank you. So, Mala, we do have times listed on the agenda once we approve it. And Lawrence, I would say, you know, 2 minutes for board members and 90 seconds on the public comments.
Okay.
So the next item is the approve the proposed agenda. Before the call started, there was a question raised about the motion that's listed at the bottom in the appendix. If you look at the, I'm not sure why this happened, but if you look at item 11 and 12, item 11 is listed as old business, 15 minutes, and then item 12 says public comment number three. Prior to a vote on the motion to rescind, in the draft that I had worked on originally with Ralph, we had that motion under old business, the motion to rescind, which is listed in the appendix. So that's the place it's supposed to go on this agenda. It should be under item 11, old business. And we will, before we vote on it, we'll take our third public comment.
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Well, not at the moment. I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair. Bella DeSoto.
Okay, there's a motion to approve. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
May I be recognized, Chair? Kim.
It was seconded by Marisol.
Thank you. Marisol, were you, was your attendance noted by the secretary?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, Kim, what are you asking for the floor about?
I would like to make a personal request to this body. A personal item came up between, you know, today and when we set the meeting. So I would like to request that the body move up the budget discussion to first, because I'm going to have to leave my computer at some point, and I want to be at my computer to deal with the budget. So that's my request.
Sure.
And also, I would like to postpone the Finance Committee motion to the next meeting, because it's later on, and I may not even be able to be on the phone, and it's not germane, it's not urgent until we have stable management. So those are my two things regarding Finance Committee.
And I'll be recognized.
May I be recognized afterwards, Ballard?
Okay, yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, I will support the discussion about the finances going first, but I do not support the postponement of the Finance Committee motion. So I that's the best I can do here. So that's
okay,
my motion,
so- All right, so Lawrence is moving to move up the what's currently the item five, I guess, would become item two prior to the PMB director's reports. Is there any objection to that?
Mr. Chair, my hand is up. Bella DeSoto.
Okay. With an objection to bringing that up?
I printed the agenda last night. I do not see number five.
Roman numeral five, Treasurer and Finance Committee led discussion on budget. I don't know what you printed, but
I object to even discussing the budget, as we are in the midst of hiring a new GM, and that is the purview of the GM. And the way this budget was formulated, as I complained in the Finance Committee, it seems to be without sunshine. And
okay.
Unsolicited.
All right, I'll take that as an objection to moving it up, or we'll.
Tatum and Harvey.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're not taking public comments yet. Harvey, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I'm here, and I support both Kim's motions.
All right, so let's take them one at a time, please. The first one, it was Kim can't make motions, so Lawrence, the motion is to move up the budget to from item five to item two. I heard an objection. We're just going to vote on that.
Yeah, you have Bev's hand up. before anything.
I'm sorry, I didn't say thank you. Beth, go ahead.
I just want to let people know I managed to get in now.
Okay, thank you.
I have not, I'm having email problems. My box is down hard. Could someone please send the agenda to my natural person address, please?
Okay, I'll do that in a second. All right, Ralph, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian has his hand up.
Chair, point of order. There's a member with a hand up before we all.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, we're not going to anything. All right, Myla, you have your hand up.
I would like to amend or make a substitute to Delorta's motion and have it the original Kim's proposal, which is to put off the motion from the Finance Committee because it's not pressing and it can wait, according to our treasurer, until our next regularly scheduled meeting.
All right, thank you. So that's what's before us now, is a substitute from Myla. I don't want to spend a lot of time again on dealing with the agenda, please. So, Mr. Tatum, you had some comments as a parliamentarian, or why is your hand up? You're muted.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. One quick thing is that we no longer say old business. That went out with edition 10 of Robert's Rules of Order. And starting with edition 11 and forward, we always say unfinished business. That was one point. The other thing was you divided these two motions. So the motion to substitute is not in order at this time, because there's only one motion on the floor at a time. Thank you.
What?
Okay, that's all right. We didn't divide anything. Kim cannot make motions. She's not a member of the body. Lawrence made a motion to move up the budget discussion. Myla offered a substitute to both move up the budget discussion and postpone the Finance Committee report. That's what's before us right now. I just want to move to a vote on it, please. Ralph, can you call the roll on the substitute motion to move up the budget from item 5 to item 2 right after we finish this set of business about the opening business? It will be the first item on our agenda for discussion, and then to postpone the Finance Committee report and motion to the next meeting.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes, to move up. No, to postpone.
Thank what? You,
I'm sorry. You'd have to try to move to divide.
Yes, to move up.
All right.
Just a yes or a no.
Yeah, it's all or nothing at this point. We didn't, nobody made a motion to divide the two. So,
a motion to what, Mr. Chair?
The motion right now before us, there was no request to divide. So the motion before us is Myla's, which is both to move up item 5 to item 2 of the budget and to postpone the discussion of the Finance Committee motion to the next meeting. So it's a yes or no on that entire motion.
Michael, this is Ruth. Point of information, please.
Yes, what's your question, Ruth?
Can I make a motion to divide, or no, we vote on what's there?
Well,
Michael, this is Kim.
We're in the middle of a vote. Come on.
I did, my requests were two separate requests.
Yeah, okay. That's out of order.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. There's obviously interest in dividing the two.
We're in the middle of a vote, Chair.
Yes, I hear you, Myla. Nonetheless, the body is objecting to voting on everything as a package. So I'm trying to be responsive to the body as a whole. We're going to vote on it separately. We're going to divide it. And we're going to vote.
You just made that unilateral decision, Mr. Chair.
I made that unilateral decision as the chair.
You are not supposed to do that, Mr. Chair.
Bella, if you want to overrule the chair, ask for permission to speak and overrule the chair. Right now, the chair is saying...
I overrule the chair, Mr. Mr. Chair, I overrule.
I support the bill.
Okay, fine. All right. So the chair is ruling that we're going to divide it. I'm being challenged on dividing it, so we're going to vote on overruling the chair. If you support the chair to divide it and allow a separate vote in each of the two sections of the agenda, vote yes, and then we will vote on the two separately. If you vote no, the chair is overruled, and we'll vote on all of them as a package.
We're now at time, Mr. Chair. You are prolonging this.
Chair, now be recognized to stand for 3 minutes.
What did the board do? Did you do this?
Some say, Janine, you have to mute.
Chair, so I move that
yes,
we extend for
3 minutes. All right, is there any objections to extending? Or was that 15 minutes?
I object.
No, okay. I said 3 minutes.
Three minutes, okay.
For this item.
Any objections extending for 3 minutes? Hearing none. Ralph, this is on overruling the chair.
Okay.
If you vote yes, I'm sorry, just to clarify, if you vote yes, you uphold the chair, and we'll vote separately on the two aspects of the changes to the agenda. If you vote no, we'll vote on both together.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Vote with the chair. I support the chair. What is that?
Thank you. That's a yes.
Thank you, Marisol. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson? Eric Jacobson. Come back to him. Avelia Jones.
Eric. Avelia Jones, no.
Thank you, Avelia. Myla Reason.
No wasting, no for wasting our time.
He skipped Ali Lexford.
Lawrence Reyes.
He skipped me.
Skip Abby.
Eric Jacobson.
Can you hear me?
Eric's line dropped. Eric is trying to get back on.
Secretary Lawrence votes yes. And you skip Ali.
Ali Alexa.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Jerry Rideau. Jerry, yes. How do you vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you, Ziri. Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss.
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Thank you. Beth von Gutten.
Yes.
Thank you, Beth. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey votes no. Carlos Zavala.
No.
Thank you, Carlos. Circling back, did I miss anyone? No.
Eric. Michael Eric Novick. Back on. Is Eric back on?
Eric, how do you vote? Eric Jacobson.
Ralph, did you call on Oye?
Yes, I did, but I didn't know he was here. Is Oye here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you, Paulina. Vote yes.
And Jose is also here, Secretary Jose Benavides.
Jose, you have to speak up.
Okay, Jose, how do you vote? Jose Benavides, your vote, please.
Jose, there's not a vote to uphold the chair and have a divided motion regarding the agenda. Can you speak up?
You put in the chat that you voted yes, but
we need to hear your voice, Jose, if possible. You have to unmute.
Not if possible, but must be.
Mr. Jose, Chair, we've now exhausted more than.
Yeah, all right.
And Eric is back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just got back in. I I don't know, the call dropped for some reason. Now I'm back. Could you restate the vote? I'd like to participate in it.
Yeah, we're voting to uphold or overrule the chair. If you vote yes, we'll vote separately on one motion to move up the budget, and then separately on a motion to postpone the Finance Committee motion to the next meeting. If you vote no, we'll vote on yes or no, up or down, on doing both of those things at the same time.
I can't make sense of it just with that thumbnail. Is anybody else yet to vote?
Yeah, I need a vote. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we do.
I'll pass then.
I wanted to vote yes.
All right, thank you. Chair votes yes.
The last one, Eric.
I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
Jay votes yes. Eric votes yes. And the chair votes yes. I believe that's everyone. Hold on. I have 14 yes and 7 no.
All right, the chair is upheld. We're going to vote separately on the first motion to move up the budget. Is there any objection to moving the budget up to the first item after this opening business?
I object, Bella DeSoto.
Okay.
I also object.
All right. We'll have to vote. Ralph.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Childs?
Ralph, I got lost in all that. Is yes to move the budget up?
That's correct.
Okay, yes.
Thank you, Sandy. Marisol Cruz?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Marisol. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you, Avelia. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you, Ali. Oye, Oye Yippo?
Yes.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Ziri Rideau?
No.
Jerry votes no. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Beth von Guten?
Yes.
Thank you, Beth. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Thank you. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Thank you. Nineteen yes votes and 2 no votes. No abstentions.
Okay, thank you. That carries. The second motion is to postpone the Finance Committee motion to the next meeting. Any objection?
Yes, Chair, I object.
Okay, we're going to, I think Christine also wants to vote no on that, so we're going to have a vote. Please call the roll again.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
You're muted, Grace.
Sorry, what am I voting on again? Sorry.
Postponing the Finance Committee motion to the next meeting. It's currently item 8 on the agenda, and it's in the appendix. It's a motion about fundraising activities not initiated by the LSB or management, something like that.
Policy for fundraising.
Yeah.
And efforts.
Okay, pass.
Okay, Grace passes. Christina Avalos?
No.
Christina votes no. Jose Benavides?
I'll pass.
Jose passes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Avilia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you, Avilia. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you, Ali. Oye, Oye Yipo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reisman?
Yes.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Ziri Rideau?
No.
Ziri votes no. Paul Roberson?
Pass.
Paul passes. Ruth Strauss?
I just want to get this straight. The only thing for this item that would be discussed would be fundraising, or is it the overall finance report?
No, the finance report on the budget is already the first item on our business. This is a separate item on the agenda that was a motion from the finance regarding fundraising events not initiated by the management or LSC.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, postponed. Thank you.
Michael, can I change my vote? I just fully understood right now.
Okay. We haven't finished the voting, so I think
okay.
You can.
No problem. No problem. Thank you.
But let Ralph know what you want your vote to be.
We'll come back to you. Paulina Basilia?
No.
Thank you, Paulina. Beth Von Guten?
For clarity, yes is to postpone?
Yes.
Then yes.
Okay, Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey votes yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes.
Ralph, did you call on Myla Reisman?
I did, and she voted. Okay, Grace.
Thank you.
Grace
thank
Aaron?
You. Yes.
Thank you, Grace. Jose Benavides?
No.
Jose votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
For clarification, Ralph, did you you said I voted, but did I vote yes? That's my intention.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Roberson?
No.
Paul votes no. Michael Novick?
Here's not voting.
Secretary, did you take my vote? I don't recall. Lawrence?
Yes, you voted no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, one moment. I have 11 yes votes, 8 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
So I can repeat that, 11 no, just 8 yes, 11 no?
11 yes, 8 no.
Okay, so that's postponed. Any objections to the agenda as amended?
Bella objects.
Your objection is noted, Bella. That's all. We're going to move on.
Thank you.
Pacific Commission statement.
Excuse me, Chair, I have my hand raised. May I be ready?
I'm trying to look at the agenda. Go ahead. What is it, Myla?
Yeah, we've now exhausted
yes,
30 minutes. Just to bear with me. I'd like to move that we, in the interest of time, that we suspend the reading of the Pacifica mission statement and the appeal for funds.
No.
And
girl, if you stop.
I'm sorry. Myla, in the time it takes you to make this motion and vote on it, we would get it done. Please, everyone, stop trying to amend little bits and pieces of the agenda.
We're a half hour over time.
Thank you.
Someone needs to extend time.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Lawrence. Yes, Lawrence.
I move to stand for 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Ruth, I had asked if you could prepare to read the Pacifica mission statement. Are you in a position to do that?
I'm so sorry. All right, that's all.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else?
I could do it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Pacifica mission statement. KPFK and Pacifica are founded upon a mission statement, which is to this day remains unique. Wait, let me see. I'll just go down. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestra groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purpose of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. And then the last one is in radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you, Paul. Next item is the absence request. We did receive one from Barbara Marbach. Were there any others, Ralph?
Mr. Chair, it's Oscar Ulloa. I want to be an officer present.
Okay, thank you, Oscar. Can the Secretary please take note that Oscar is here? I didn't hear any other requests. Is there any objection to excusing Barbara's request? You did not explain why, but you said she could not make this meeting.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto objects.
Okay, that objection is noted.
Barbara Marbach has missed many meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Appeal for funds. Everyone knows that KPFK is in very, very serious financial straits. The budget we're going to look at is a deficit budget. The only way to overcome that is by increasing the membership and the support on a very broad base. And so please reach out to people you know and if you can have the capacity to become a sustaining member yourself, please do so. After action reports on prior motions, we did complete the GM search process. The results were forwarded to the executive director. The report out from the closed session is that the KPFK local station board met in closed session to consider and forward a pool of candidates to the executive director. Next item on the agenda is approve the draft minutes, which were attached. Is there a motion?
So moved, Paulina.
Thank you, Paulina. Any objections to approving the draft minutes? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, I submitted corrections regarding the dates and the title, because two of those minutes had the wrong title. One was for the governance committee, the other one was...
Yeah, the governance committee, not your main here, that'll go to the governance committee for approval. So the minutes that Ralph had for this meeting did have the wrong date. He took note of that and said he would correct it. Time certain for adjournment. It's already 10:42.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to recommend that we adjourn no later than 12.
Okay, it's a motion for adjourning at 12 noon. That's an hour and 15 minutes roughly from now.
This is Myla Reason. I second that motion.
Okay, thank you, Myla. Is there an objection to a 12 noon time certain? Hearing none. Okay, next item on the agenda, as we revised it, is the Treasurer and Finance Committee-led discussion on the budget. Kim?
All right. Okay. First of all, let me just say that the current fund drive is at, as of last night, was at $114,770. It's been going for 23 days, and that is an average per day of 4,990. We line one of your budget, you will see the listener support, and that was based on five fund drives at 3 days and one fund drive at 2 weeks in December. Historically, we've done a shorter one in December, and often it still is a good one. We based it on $5,333 per day. So we're not at 5,000 now on this drive. I mean, that may be an optimistic number, and it's still inadequate for our needs. So the total of listener support is like $800,000. However, you can look on line 14, where we put in manually what we've been getting monthly as sustainers, because it's put in listener support in the financial reports, because it's not broken out in Allegiance separately. So there is, you know, $800,000 just in like on air fundraising. But then you can add in this extra $130,000 for, you know, like maybe $950,000 if we're lucky. You know, I put in some major donor income, you know, which may happen. We never know. But we had 100 this year, so that seems fair. And then the car donations, we still are getting them. There's $110,000 in there for that. And the sponsorship income is, it was like $15,000 so far this year. So we have $20,000 in there for next year, if we're still here. So it's about $1.1 million in revenue. Our expenses without central services is $1.7 million revenue. With central services, that's $2,220,000. And it's basically a net loss of $1,117,158,000. So, you know, we're not doing well. I don't know how we can make up $1 million. We haven't been paying central services, so, you know, that's been a problem. And most damagingly, we're not even paying the central services to the archives. So that's hurting them. I don't know what to say. It's a problem, and it's nothing that we can do here. Okay, let me just show you on the net on the total salaries, line 62. I just put in what we've been doing this year, because there's a lot of discussion on the national about what to do. And there was no number that we can put in because we don't know what's going to happen. So the total for that is for this year, for the current year, which is the same as the budget, is $1.1 million. Expenses are all as low as they can possibly be. We've now gotten the phones down to $1,100 a month. So that's a great improvement. They still don't work, but at least we're not paying a lot of money for them. In order to get it to work, my understanding is we have to pay some money, and we don't have that money. Let's see. Our legal fees are, you know, this is just a marker number in case, but that has been a very high expense for the last year because of the union negotiations. Let's see. Line 93 is a big expense. We're not paying it, but it still is going to be the rental equipment that we can't afford to pay, but they're still accruing funds because we have a contract and they won't let us out of it. And they've locked it, the postage machine, so we can't use it, but it's still accruing, you know, fees for us. Repairs at a conservative $30,000, but we need air conditioning work and likely plumbing work, and who knows what else could come up. That's it for that. We're still paying for the grading service. Let's see. Our utilities for the tower is about $110,000. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I'll take questions.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto would like to get on the stack. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know if people can, some people can see, I was sharing the PDF of the budget that Kim circulated. Hang on a second, let me end the screen share.
Fred for the stack also.
Okay, I have Bella, Lawrence, Christina, and Fred. Bella, we'll get to public comment in a minute, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have sent questions to the Chair Treasurer Kim Kovman. No response whatsoever. Personnel expenditures only decreased by an insignificant amount over the year in reference to 2020 fiscal year. The bank and credit card fees are astronomical. The board meetings and elections, very high, no detail from 2020. Communications expenses at KPFK increases, very high. Consultant fees, very high, have increased from 2020. Legal fees, programming costs, these costs must be justified with progress scale, etc. This equation does not seem to jive. We get no details. Also, repairs and maintenance. What kinds of, we keep being told that the ACs need repairs. We even stopped the cleaning crew from coming in. I hear people have to pick up their own garbage, and yet the numbers are astronomical. Where is all the money going to? Also, storage. We were supposed to stop that. Still going
seconds,
on.
Bella.
And training conferences. What the heck is that about? And travel expenses. I understand the IGM is part of that, but we get no details. And also, website and audio board. Very high. Thank you.
Chair, may I respond quickly?
Okay.
I need to respond, Michael. I need to respond.
Okay. All right.
And once again, Mr. Chair, no report from the.
I'm sorry, Bella.
No physical report.
Bella, you have time.
Bella, please stop. Okay, so Kim, I was just going to ask you, do you want to respond when you hear all the questions from, or do you want to respond to each one?
Well, I want to respond to this. I can't.
Okay, go ahead.
To respond to the others, I will.
Okay,
But this is gibberish. Bella's conflating what's on the consolidator, what's on national office with our budget. And these numbers she's saying is so high is ridiculous. They're way down from 2021. Not 2020, which we're not looking at anymore. We're comparing this to, you know, the current year. So I can't even go through it one by one, but her numbers are, whatever she said was gibberish and it's not relevant. I'm sorry. I can take it one by one if she wants to break it down. We want to spend 20 minutes, but it's nonsense.
Okay, thank you. We don't have that time. All right.
Chair, I did not compare anything to budget. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I'm sorry, Bella, please stop talking out. I have Lawrence, Christina, and Fred, and then I call myself.
Thank you, Chair. So, Kim, you keep mentioning legal expenses, and then you tie those legal expenses with union negotiations. But what I understand, El Ali, as the steward of the union, mentioned that we have reached an agreement with the union, and we are no longer utilizing the legal entity that was negotiating with the union. I think when you mention legal expenses, one of the things that you should mention without divulging proprietary information is the fact that we have been previous lawsuits have been filed against us. We are defending the SEC petition for denial against WBAI. Those are the kind of legal expenses that we are incurring. So I don't know if you need to make a correction and consider stop reporting legal expenses as it relates to union negotiations, because those we have reached agreement. So. What have you to say about that?
Chair, I'll respond quickly. The legal the union, the reason I bring it up is because our legal, KPFK's legal expenses last year was very high due to the union negotiations. All the other bills that you are mentioning are national office bills, okay? We only pay legal bills for things directly related to KPFK. All the other stuff is national office on their financials, on their bills, their financials. So
if I could do a quick follow up.
Okay.
If I could just do a brief follow up. So you're pulling last year's legal expenses and including them in this report.
I am just saying that compared to last year, they're low. There's nothing in there except for a marker of $12,000 in case we have something comes up directly related to KPFK. I'm not expecting any huge legal fees, but sometimes little things come up and that's the way you make the budget. Put a marker of $10,000. They were like almost $100,000, you know, the previous year. That's what the point I'm making. It's lower than last year. And Ziri is asking a question in the chat about the credit card fees. No, they are not high. They are what they are. They're extremely low because our listener support is low. You know, the lower our listener support, the lower our credit card fees. The higher our listener support is, the higher our credit card fees. We have no control other than getting the best credit card service we can, the cheapest, and I know they've been shopped around for low fees. That is the cost of doing business, and they are low, not high, but they're relative to how much revenue we have coming in.
Okay,
and
thank you.
The advantage of using credit cards is because we get that money right away.
Thank you. Christina's next, and then myself, and I see Myla and Grace.
Okay. Kim, I want to thank you. This is a lot better than the last report. This one was more detailed. I just want to thank you for that first. Second, I didn't see a category, a column for fiscal details on the IRS reports. And what Lawrence was referring to, I wanted to suggest if you could list them as projections so that we know what that cost is as opposed to what we're paying now. But those are just the three items I wanted to point out. But again, thank you. This is a lot better than the last one.
I'm not sure what you mean about projections, Christina, but let me just deal with the IRS report. The IRS, all of the IRS tax return is all gone through national. We have nothing of that on our particular budget. Those are done by the accounting staff, paid by national, and it's tied into the audit. First we do the audit, and then we file the tax returns. And that's all done by national, and there's an audit committee that deals with that. So it really has nothing to do with our budget or our financials. There's nothing on our, and plus we're 501c3, so we don't really pay taxes. We still have to file a tax return, a 990.
Yes, I know. Thank you for clarifying. I just wanted to understand what KPFK is involved in with, you know, that section, that report, because we still are accountable for any monies that come in and come out at our, this program. The projections I was referring to is that you say that you put aside $12,000 or that's a projection.
Right.
So we need to know that that's a projection, not something that we're paying now. That's what I meant.
Yeah, no, all of these expenses are projections, you know, based on last year's financials, actual reports. Generally, you know, there are markers for certain things that might come up, like legal fees, you know, the utilities for in the budget are projections based on this year's actuals.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, try to wrap up your question and we'll move on because.
Sure.
I want to make sure I'm answered her question, though, Michael.
Okay. Yeah. I'm asking Christina to clarify.
Okay, I'll just finish off that. Then when I read the report, these are projections, all projections. They're not actual monies that are going out and coming in.
Right, they're all projections based on this year's actuals.
Okay, all right. Thanks for clarifying, Kim.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I'm calling myself. I do see.
How about Fred?
I'm sorry, that's right. Yes, I'm sorry, Fred. That's right. You didn't have your hand up. Fred and then myself. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. I just wanted to make some comments on the budget. This budget is, of course, not a standard budget because the problem is that we don't have management. A budget is basically the plan by management for the coming year. And since we really don't have management in place, this budget had to be produced by Julia Kennard from NETA and Kim and Mo. So I believe it is a realistic projection of finances for the coming year based on the current financials. That said, and I have no problem with the numbers in this budget that Kim is presenting us. That all said, I'm going to have to vote no on this budget because it has a $1 million plus deficit. And I don't see how any board can vote for a budget that's this far in deficit it realistically represents the financial crisis that we're currently in. And I concede that, but I can't vote for it because, I can't vote for, continuing this downward financial spiral. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Rhys. So just to clarify to everyone, what the process that we're engaged in is, this is the budget for management. Julia Kennard is functioning as the business manager of KPFK, and Mo Thomas is the interim general manager of KPFK, and Kim worked with them on developing a budget for the coming fiscal year. Each station and each unit of Pacifica proposes a budget. All of that is sent from the various units to the National Finance Committee, which works on trying to approve the unit budgets and combine them into a consolidated budget. That includes each of the five stations, the Pacifica National Office, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the Pacifica Affiliates Unit. All of us are Pacifica Foundation Incorporated, DBA, KPFK, DBA, KPFA. We have no independent existence. There is a single consolidated budget that's adopted from the foundation as a whole based on that process. Last 2 years, the management budget that's been proposed to the local station board has been a deficit budget, and both of those years we rejected that budget. At the finance committee meeting, and I'm not sure if Kim made this clear, please mute if you're not speaking. At the finance committee, several motions were put forward. None of them were adopted by the finance committee, but I'm going to introduce one of them here. I sent it to everybody on the LSB list. I'm going to read it for the stream. I believe Grace has a motion as well that she presented, and she has her hand up, so she might want to present that one. Here's mine. Whereas this is the third consecutive proposed budget that shows an operating deficit, even excluding central services, and whereas the budget is supposed to be balanced and efforts to balance it exclusively by increasing fund drive days and preemptions of regular programming have proven to be inadequate and self-defeating, as demonstrated by falling daily returns during on-air fund drives that never reach the levels that could be attained at times in a single hour, and whereas the budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials. Therefore, resolve that the local station board urges management to draft plans to increase revenue through off-air campaigns, events, and other methods that have been used successfully by either other nonprofits, such as online auctions, or by Pacifica stations, including KPFK at earlier times, such as phone banking to call out to lapsed members and donors. I think it's our responsibility as the local station board not simply to reject this budget, but suggest ways in which the budget can be brought into balance. The two sides of the equation are reducing expenses and increasing revenues, and I think it's legitimate to try to project, just as we make other projections, we try to project a plan for increased revenues that can be, have certain metrics and certain goals, and if they're not met, then you have to reduce expenses commensurate with your inability to raise the revenues. So that's the normal procedure that I understand any budget is meant to carry out. The local station board has the responsibility in the bylaws of doing quarterly reports on the actuals versus the budget and submitting those to the National Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board. We want to adopt a budget that includes increased revenues and possibly decreased expenses, and recommend that to the National Finance Committee. Okay, so that's my piece of it. Thank you. Next person up is Myla, then Grace.
May I speak to that, Michael?
Okay.
First of all, nothing in your motion will change the numbers in the budget. I mean, we based the budget on proven revenue. I mean, this is all a very nice idea, and you might do it, but there's nothing that's happened. There's nothing demonstrable that we can change the numbers in the budget. So I would say that your motion is separate from approving or not approving the budget. You can do whatever you want. And Zeri is saying that I'm exaggerating expenses and underestimating revenue. I did not make these numbers. The interim CFO did. These are not my numbers.
Thank you,
Brian. Nothing is exaggerated. They are based on demonstrable actuals from this year.
Thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized to second your motion?
Okay, thank you.
I second your motion. And
thank
I'm
you.
Also interested in Grace's motion.
Okay, so I have Myla, Grace. Christina, is your hand still up or did you put it back up? Okay, I'm not sure. Myla, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Chair, I'm a little confused. I thought we were having a discussion with Kim. You jumped the queue and gave a speech and offered a motion.
No, I did not jump the queue. I put myself on the stack.
Okay, at any rate, let's not argue about that. I just want to, if I might.
Don't talk shit.
Okay.
Please just make your point, Myla.
Okay, Michael. I just like to add that in terms of the budget item directly related to KPFK legal expenses, there is a publicly known lawsuit right now that Pacifica initiated, and they are continuing to fight against the recognition of four people who were voted for the four top.
Chair, point of order. I don't the discussion.
Lawrence.
Excuse me, Myla, and let him make his. Excuse me, Myla, let him make his point of order, and
let
then we'll decide what to do with
that. Okay, go ahead. Let him interrupt me.
What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
Yes, the member has a point of order. She could interrupt me as well. I just think that this discussion that this information that Myla's providing is not relevant. As Kim answered my question about the legal expenses, she's going into national expenses, which has nothing to do with what's in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's a valid point of order. Kim pointed out that all the other legal expenses are expenses of the National Foundation. Grace is next.
I object to being shut up here. I was talking, and I object to the ruling of the chair. If you want to shut me up, I want to vote on it. I object to you not allowing me to speak.
Okay, Myla's objecting to the ruling of the chair that discussion is about the legal expenses on the national level.
I wasn't
level
even allowed
pertinent.
To make my point, so how do you know what I was going to say? Lawrence is always trying to shut me up, and so are you, Michael, and I would like to be heard.
Okay. So we're going to go to a vote on upholding the ruling of the chair. Ralph.
Okay, taking the roll. One moment. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Thank you, Christina. Jose Benavides?
You have to unmute, Jose. Come back to him.
Okay, Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Childs?
What are we voting on? The ruling of the chair was what?
Ruling of the chair was
to shut me up, Christina. I mean,
I'm sorry. Please don't call out of turn.
Michael wants to shut
the
me
chair.
Up.
Okay, Myla, so you're being warned. Okay, you complain that people are not talking, being warned for correctly out of turn.
Michael,
you have repeatedly talked out of turn.
Michael, you let Lawrence and Bella talk constantly, and you.
I do not. I've called. Excuse me. I've called other people to order. I've called Myla to order. I'm just making clear to Myla that was a warning, just as she says that people have to be warned.
Well, you didn't let Myla finish her what she was saying. So anyway,
okay,
I vote against it.
Fine, yes. Thank you.
No. Yes, no, I mean, no.
Yes.
Okay, Sandy votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Yeah.
Thank you, Marisol. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric, Avilia Jones?
I pass. I don't really understand the vote, but I'm sorry about that.
Okay, Ali Lexa?
No.
Thank you, Ali. Oye, Oye, Yepo? Oye, how do you vote on upholding the chair? Okay.
Come back in.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
No.
Thank you, Myla. Votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Jerry Rideau?
I believe she left the call.
Okay. Paul Roberson?
Abstain.
Paul abstains. Ruth Strauss?
I don't really understand what's going on, but no.
Okay. Oscar Ulloa?
Abstain.
Oscar abstains. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes, unmute, Paulina.
Ralph, I wanted to change my vote because I didn't understand this. I wanted to abstain.
Okay, Christina abstains. Paulina Vasiliev? Hello, Paulina.
Come back there. She's muted.
Okay, Beth von Guten?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman?
No, and I would like to hear what Myla had to say.
Fine. We'll get to it later. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Carlos votes no. Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Thank you, Jose. Avilia Jones?
No.
Avilia votes no. Paulina Vasiliev? Paulina?
Paulina, can you unmute? I'm not sure where she is.
Okay, I'll just have to take hers offline. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, this is Oscar. I would like to switch my vote to yes, please, if it's possible.
Okay, Oscar votes yes. Okay, I have 11 yes votes, 7 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, chairs upheld. Grace?
Yes. I am sad to put this motion forward, but I think it's necessary. I'll read it because it's long. Motion to reduce KPFK personnel expenses. Whereas KPFK expenses currently exceed income by a significant amount, approximately $100,000 is being spent each month more than is being generated in income, and whereas all Pacifica cash reserves have been depleted, and whereas it is not feasible to declare bankruptcy as that would precipitate the sale of the KPFK and KPFA buildings because the FJC loan contains a bankruptcy clause that would kick in if bankruptcy is declared, and whereas KPFK's largest expense is payroll and is illegal to fail to pay employees, and whereas KPFK may need to be made into a repeater station if our budget is not balanced rapidly, and whereas much talk about increasing income has ensued in the past year, but no significant off-air income has materialized, nor is there any evidence that significant off-air income will materialize in the near future, and whereas all non-personnel expense cuts that are feasible have already been made, and whereas if deficit spending is not halted as soon as possible, it is very likely that the KPFK building will have to be sold to retire debts and pay staff. Therefore, the KPFK local station board recommends that KPFK personnel expenses be reduced by whatever amount needed to cover expenses as soon as possible, but definitely within 6 months, and that the ICFO and EG report to the KPFK LSV and the PNB on a plan to do so within 3 weeks. That's the motion. The last part is the motion itself. I say that we need to face reality. We need to put on our big girl and big boy pants and do something to support rational expense cuts so we can save our station. Otherwise, I think we're doomed. I know that this is going to be unpopular, and I'll make enemies by putting this forward, but nonetheless, it needs to be done. We need to be adults here. That's all.
Michael Fred would like to second.
Okay, I heard a number of people second me, and I'm asking Grace. Okay, thank you. It's second, made and seconded. I'm asking Grace if she has sent that text to the body, and if she, yes, okay.
Yes. I sent it twice. I sent it to LSB once, yeah. And it didn't seem to go through. I sent it another time. I think I missed a few people, but I sent it to almost everybody.
Yes, I see it. Thank you. There was a question put in the chat, and I'm going to. Hang on a second.
I put it in the chat, kind of, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Grace, I also received it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's what's before us at the moment. It was a message from Milo that we're at time for this item. So, yes, ma'am.
May I be recognized to stand for 10 minutes? I also like to address the motion.
Yeah. Is there an objection to extending this discussion for 10 minutes? You also have to take public comment before we vote. Hearing no objection, I have Lawrence Reyes on the stack to comment on the motion.
Thank you.
Hang on a second. That was an error.
Okay, I understand Grace's concern, and I did text her that I believe this motion is a realistic motion. We have to look at everything, but I just don't see any specifics. And I know the national board is working on many strategies to come up with additional income streams. My concern is that we have cut to the bone at KPFK, and I just, if Grace could give some examples as to where the cut, then I'll be more open to this motion. But at this point, I'm kind of ambivalent in regards to supporting this motion. I understand Grace's concerns, and they are well taken by me. But I just, these motions come and they go to the PNB for direction, and yet I just think as a local station board and as members of the board, I believe we should be familiar as to, at this point we're going to cut to try to get marrow. So I just would like some examples, if Grace could give some, as to what to cut. Thank you.
Thank you. The next hand up is from Bella.
Michael, this is Kim.
Yeah. Did you want to respond on the as the treasury? Or?
Well, yes. I mean, first of all, we can't have discussions about individual personnel in this open session, number one. Number two, I mean, you know, the PNB is not unaware of the problems at KPFK. This motion does really, you know, it's not going to change anything. It's certainly not going to change the budget, which is what we have to vote on today. But, you know, the PNB has to decide. I mean, they're not unaware of these problems, and they're trying to deal with it. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you. Bella, you're next.
Also, wasn't your motion on the floor first? What happened to your motion?
Well, the same thing that happened, I think, at the...
was it voted on?
No, it was not voted on.
Did you take it back?
No, I have not.
We got two motions on the floor, and that's
okay. So like that's not correct. All right. Kim is correct. My motion did come first. It was seconded. We'll wrap that up. We have both of them have to be voted on. We have a couple of hands up, and we're going to take public comment before we vote.
Mr. Chair, Bella, to
yeah,
go to
yes, Bella, you have go ahead.
Yes, I was going to point that out, that you need to dispense of your motion first. So clear the stack and then take on the other motion that is from Grace Aaron. I agree, though, with Lawrence Reyes. We need specificity. What I heard was that somewhere above 50% is what should be in order, although not decided yet. But we need a certain percentage. And this goes to a couple of years ago at the Finance Committee when I suggested that it had to have been at least 75% of cuts. And the PMB only suggested 34 on personnel. So now this is going back the circle. We should have done the right thing to start so that we would have seen some changes. The other thing is we are not paying attention to our programming. And there you go. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have two motions. We have to vote on both of them. I think we're at time to take the public comments before we vote. I have two people on the phone with their hands up.
Yeah, user number three is first, Chair. User four.
Okay. All right. So there's someone on the phone. I don't know if you know who you are. Caller user three. You want to go
ahead?
Yeah,
this is Jonathan Markowitz. I'm not sure if I'm caller number
three. You're number four.
Thank you.
The other person on the phone with their hands up, it's not previously named.
Is that me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I have a couple of things to raise. One, with regard to the...
How are you doing, Rich?
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard somebody. With regard to the credit card fee, who is that? Can you mute somebody?
Please proceed. They're muted.
It's distracting. With regard to the credit card fees, when I make donations at other places, they ask me to put in an extra 50 cents to cover the fee. There's no reason why Pacifica hasn't been doing that. I've raised that repeatedly. It adds up when you're paying those fees as an institution for, 800 people, but each person can afford to pay the extra 50 cents or whatever it is. Please start doing that. That's number one. I don't know how the central services are calculated. KPFK has been doing so poorly for so long that they cannot still be reasonably paying the same or being charged the same central service amount each month as when they were doing well. They're paying, you're being assessed a central service fee or charge based on monies that you haven't seen in 5 years. That needs to be adjusted immediately and retroactively. Otherwise, you'll never get out of the hole that we hear you're in. With regard
15
to,
seconds,
with regard to legal services and accounting and so on and so forth, you can't just blow them off and say KPFK isn't paying for them directly because it's not KPFA's union or a case against KPFK. National office doesn't generate any money, so every single charge that shows up on the, quote, national books eventually becomes a problem for each of the stations. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I have John Markowitz, Raymond Goldstone, Andrew Weiss, Margot Iser, John Tatum, and Janine Rohn.
Okay, my comment, this is Jonathan Markowitz. My comment is not regarding your motion, Michael. It's regarding Grace's motion. I am very concerned that this situation that Grace has outlined needs to be discussed further by the local station board, and I believe that this should be an item of discussion in all the rest of the four station boards, as well as the national board, with everybody involved. The reason I say this is because, obviously, the conditions that we're facing in regards to the FJC loan are supremely, overwhelmingly relevant to all five signal areas and the foundation and the other division. So, again, this situation requires everybody to have a detailed, comprehensive discussion about what solutions, whether Grace is recommending regarding reducing staff at KPFK, et cetera, et cetera. Overall, we have this conundrum, of course, because we don't have enough income to sustain operations actually throughout the entire network. That's due to a lot of factors which may or may not really have as much to do with Pacificus programming as the our society changing in regards to delivery of audio content that people prefer listening on their devices through the internet, et cetera, podcasting. So this has been a major factor.
15 seconds, John.
Yeah, I think that the problem that we face here is that we don't have accurate accounting of our expenditures. We haven't for decades at all five signal areas.
Okay,
start seeking outside money in that kind of financial lack of financial accountability, and it's clear.
Okay, thank you for your time. Raymond Goldstone?
It's irresponsible. Thank you.
Raymond?
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Two comments. With regard to your motion, I understand that it is not an alteration of this proposed budget, but raises hopes about ways in which this budget could be in some way mitigated, that is, the loss. If that's the case, why, I have no objection to that. Those suggestions are well taken, but I don't think it can change the numbers, the proposed numbers. It can be considered. With regard to Ms. Aaron's motion, as I understand it, with all the text notwithstanding, it is pointed to personnel. And if the entire personnel costs that are projected were eliminated, so we didn't have any staff, it still wouldn't entirely balance the budget. It's also nuts, but that's a
quote. 15 seconds, Raymond.
It also doesn't include a GM. That is, the cuts would include it, but not take account of it. Finally, one point of question to Chair. You indicated in dealing with the report out that the recommendations for the GM position were submitted to the executive
director. Sure.
Thank you. 15 more seconds, if I might.
And just finish up, please.
The 15 seconds, the notorious 15 seconds.
Just finish your question.
Yes. You indicated to whom, and that was the executive director. I inquire as to the number of candidates that were put forward to the executive director.
Five.
Thank you.
Andrew Weiss?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Andrew Weiss here. As a listener member who donates to the station, I like to say all the members who donate to the station need to be involved in the discussions as much as possible regarding the budget, how our money is spent, and where we would like our money to go towards. There are two ways we can do this. One is through the required mandated reports to the listener. We are due for a report to the listener by management for this month, August. I would like to know when that will happen from the manager's assistant, Alexa, if he would, as well as the LSB report to the listener. The last LSB report to the listener was at the end of June, so we are still due one for August. We still have more days left in this month. please make sure, everybody, that we have these required reports to the listener. A second way is through the Finance Committee. I participated in the committee. I tried to make comments as a member of the public. I was denied. The chair, Kim Kaufman.
15 seconds.
Please extend my time now. I was interrupted.
You go ahead, please.
The chair denied the public participation, stating that it's not required under the bylaws. She is incorrect. The bylaws require all committees to have at least 30 minutes public comment. I would like that to be corrected and like to know if she will be in compliance with the bylaws and allow the public to speak at future meetings as well as all committee chairs. Thank you.
Thank you. Margo?
Okay, thank you. I am a listener-sponsored member, subscriber for thousands of years, over 50 years. I really, really was impressed when it was said that we would be able to participate in the decisions and everything of the KPFK. And I want that to be actually implemented now. And I agree with Andrew. There has to be reports for listeners. There has to be specific budgeting for our station only. And that we, the listener-sponsored members, who are now being told on the air during the fund drive that you are the ones who have 90% of the money that comes to KPFK and goes to running the station. Well, therefore, we need to have every single penny in and out. What is it used for? Not necessarily personal names, but we have money goes and have influence and input on how it is being used. And that's mostly important. That's why you have committees for helpful for people to do that. At the recent outreach event, the Salsa Fest, which was publicized, that had somebody there, but they didn't have an official way to record that when I told somebody that if you pay an extra $5, you could become a member listener sponsor. And I don't know if they have the proper forms at that, you know, and I don't know if they had someone formally putting it out. That should be the fundraising committee's job to sit there and fill out these forms. And the membership committee, the outreach committee, all these people should be at every single event posting information and telling people how to subscribe. And that would bring in the community. That's a neglected source. All the events that are being put on by anybody involved with the station need to be on air and advertised on the station. Apparently, there was one recently that wasn't publicized, and it did apparently raise some money. But those everybody in the group of KPFK, I'm talking KPFK specifically, not the whole network. There should be on-air publicity about all events put on, and all the proceeds should be publicized. And that's what I want. This is your sponsor participation.
You
are our active members. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Margo. I have John Tatum, Janine, and Sue Cohn Johnson. John.
Yes, good evening again. I'm John Tatum, parliamentarian, member of the public. Very much interested in the success of KBFK, as well as all the other stations and the PNB in general, as I am the parliamentarian for the PNB. Michael, I thought that earlier you were going to treat Grace Aaron's motion as a substitute, but since that didn't happen, we went on to discuss your motion, which I think you need to repeat again for everybody and the public to know. And we would be in reverse order because hers would have been discussed first and yours second. But nevertheless, it's okay this way as well. The other thing I wanted to remind each of the board members that when you are amending resolutions, that you amend the resolving clauses first. And then after everything is okay with the resolving clauses, then you go to the whereas clauses.
15 seconds, John.
Yeah, the whereas clauses to amend them as necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Janine?
Hi, thank you. I wanted to reinforce what Margo was talking about, and also Andrew Weiss. Andrew Weiss talked about how the Finance Committee, that we need to allow the public to be able to speak there. These are issues that are really hitting us hard, and the way the committee's being conducted is very adversarial, and that needs to change. Regarding both the motions on the floor, I think we need to do both.
you know, it's fundraising, you know, accelerating our fundraising possibilities right now is absolutely necessary, but even that may not bring in what we need for several months. And when you have a fine, I work in
several months.
Please
don't interrupt, Mr. Blair.
I work freelance and I work with budgets all the time. When you have a finite amount of money, which is what Kim is saying, this is the finite amount of money that, you know, we have a certain amount of money that we're bringing in. What's being proposed is everything that we spend now. So that's real. So the only thing to do is to figure out how to bring that into alignment with what we're making. Our payroll is twice as much as WBAI. And what we've asked is for not people's salaries, but to find out what are the positions. Do we have more positions than WBAI? And if we were to reduce it to WBAI's structure, we would actually save a majority of the money that we're over. So, but these are things that are not being heard on the Finance Committee. Our treasurer should be looking
at the position
instead of just the bad picture. Thank you.
Thank you. Sue Cohen-Johnson, and then I'll read something from the chat. Go ahead, Sue.
I urge someone to move or state that Michael Novick's motion should be tabled. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. In the chat, Hira Handala writes, a serious conceptual error is being made here. The proper unit of analysis of the accounting matter concerning us is not the individual station, but Pacifica as a whole. Even the Articles of Incorporation of Pacifica Foundation accepts this. It speaks of the facilities, not... hang on a second. Not the station. That's why Mr. Tanaka's article, anyway, is fundamentally wrong. As I have argued with evidence since January 2021, there's been a shift of resources from Berkeley to the three distress stations. We need to think clearly and correctly on how to make the three distress stations flourish. And besides a... necessary centralized control structure using the ED as the PNB's instrument, the only current source of cash, a minimum of 0.5 million has to come from KPFA. This requires redundancies at Berkeley, however regrettable and politically difficult, grasp the NATO directors. I think we'll take them in reverse order. We do have the two motions. We're not going to have time for additional discussion by the LSB. We've got sort of time for the whole item, and we have only about 20 minutes left till time. Certainly have to take additional public comment, and there is also additional business on the agenda. So
I'd like to move to amend.
Amend what?
Amend both of the motions that are on the table.
Chair, this is Kim.
Yeah, hang on a second. What is your motion, Lawrence?
Amendment.
My amendment to both motions is for these motions to be recommended to be aired on the air, where listeners could have a candid exchange of ideas, because these two motions are very critical to the status and the stability of our station. So that's my recommendation, Chair. I seek a second.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto would like to comment on that.
Well, he's looking for a second. Is there a second?
I second Mr. Chair Bella DeSoto, but I have a question from Ms.
Right. Point of information.
Yeah, what's your question, Myla?
Is it in order to modify two motions at one time?
I think he's actually making a second substitute motion, which is to adopt both of those and recommend that they be put on the air.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yeah. What's your question, Bella?
Yes, for Director Reyes. So I support this absolutely. But again, we have not had an address to the listeners in a very long time.
That's not a question.
There needs to be a timeline in that amendment as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, Bella, you're out of order on that. This is, we're not talking about the report to the listeners. It's a separate issue.
Then how will this get on the air?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, Bella, this is served as somewhat a quasi-report to the listeners. And the listeners, my strong feeling is that they do need to hear these two motions. Because these motions go directly to the stability and the status of our station. And I believe that the listeners do need to have a three-hour town hall in regards to that, a three-hour engagement on these two motions. Thank you.
Oh, that's a different amendment then.
It's not, Bella. I'm answering your question. You don't like the answer. That's fine. You could vote against
it. I did not say that. I like the answer.
Please don't talk out of turn.
Mr. Chairman, are you recognized as timekeeper?
Yes. What is it, Leila?
We're 13 minutes, 16, a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm certain we have 13 minutes of public comment
that
we're obligated to use.
Yes,
so I would like to see this body move on the main motion, which has to do with whether or not we adopt the motion presented by our treasurer.
There was no motion presented by the treasurer because the finance committee did not make any motion or recommendation. That's what I pointed out in my comments, and he said I was making a speech. There is
Mr. Chair, this is Grace. May I be recognized to make a motion to postpone?
Second that motion.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I haven't made it yet. I would like to make a motion.
Yeah.
I would like to make... Okay, am I recognized?
I'll recognize you, but again, we're operating on a timeline. The timeline is we have to have something to the National Finance Committee, which is trying to adopt a national consolidated budget for all seven units. And it's the responsibility of this local station board to send something to the National Finance Committee and to our local management regarding this budget. If we postpone it, we're failing to fulfill our responsibility.
Mr. Chair, I move to extend time by a half hour. Bella DeSoto, is there a second? We have to hear.
All right, hang on a second, Bella.
From local committees. And I object to this budget.
If you're requesting somebody to second a motion, Lawrence does.
Thank you.
Okay, one at a time. So, all right, there's a motion to extend the meeting. It's going to require a two-thirds vote unless there's no objection. Is there any objection to extending the meeting for a half hour?
Jack.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I heard two objections. We're going to vote on it.
I object.
There are several objections. We're going to vote on it. Please, Ralph, on extending the meeting for 30 minutes. Can you call the roll?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
No.
Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs?
No.
Marisol Cruz?
Abstain.
Marisol abstains. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Avia Jones?
No.
Thank you, Olivia. Ali Lexa?
No.
Ali votes no. Oye, Oye Yippo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Thank you, Oscar. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you, Polina. Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman?
Come back to him.
Carlos Zavala?
Unless we didn't hear you.
No.
Carlos votes no. Once more, Harvey Wasserman. Okay, he's offline.
Chair votes yes. Yes.
Chair votes yes. Okay, one moment.
Ralph,
Sir Hoffman,
Ralph.
I would like to vote my vote to yes, please.
Ralph, Fred here. I'd like to change my vote to.
Do what?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred.
Sotomayor, Marisol Cruz, please vote yes.
Okay.
Changing my vote. Thank you.
Okay. And chair votes yes. Okay. One moment. Thirteen yes votes, seven no votes. No abstentions.
I think 2/3 is needed, and I don't think that is.
Chair, request for information.
What's your question?
My question is it 2/3 of the quorum that's present, or is it 2/3 of 24?
It was 2/3 of what's present, but 2/3 okay. of what's present would be 14-7 or whatever. It's not, we don't, so I'm sorry.
Chair, so can you hear me? Chair, can you hear me?
Is that Kim?
Yes, this is Kim. I'm on my phone. Can I just make a comment?
Quickly.
Yes. None of your motions are going to change the numbers in the budget. The budget is going to the NFC with or without your motion.
Yes, understood.
It would be nice to, okay, so all you need to do, I mean, I'll take it to the NFC and say there was no recommendation from the from the LSB. There was no recommendation from the LSB, but they do have these other, all in the budget, but they do have these other things, or there was no recommendation on the budget and whatever. I mean, but your motions have no bearing on this budget.
Okay, thank you.
You've
made your point.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Grace. May I make a quick comment?
No, we're at time. We need to have 13 more minutes of public comment, which is going to take us actually past time certain, but we're obligated to do it. What we are going to vote on at the moment is Lawrence raised a substitute motion, which is to adopt both recommendations, the recommendation to management to institute a plan to increase revenues and the recommendation to management and the NFC to cut payroll necessary to try to balance the budget and to air both of those proposals on the air to seek listener comment and input. So that's what we're going to vote on at the moment. Is there any objection? Let me ask that.
I object.
Okay, then we'll vote.
Michael, I missed that. What is the vote?
The vote is to combine the two previous motions into a package of proposals to management to increase revenues in the manners that was designated, seeking off-air fundraising, because on-air fundraising has clearly reached the path of diminishing returns, and to recommend also cuts in personnel expenses necessary to try to bring the budget into balance, and to send that along to the management and to the NFC, along with the proposal that these two motions regarding balancing the budget be aired on the station to solicit listener input and comment. That's my understanding of what we're voting on.
Thank you.
There was an objection. We're just going to go to a vote, and then we're going to take additional public comment before the end of the meeting, and the rest of the agenda will have to be continued to the next meeting, unless there's anybody wants to schedule a special one. So, Ralph, on that combined motion.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Thank you. Christina Avalos?
No.
Christina votes no. Jose Benavides?
I'll pass.
Jose passes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Marisol passes. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Delvia Jones?
No.
Delvia votes no. Ali Lexa?
No.
Ali votes no. Oye, Oyeyepo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
I vote no.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you, Polina. Beth von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman? Don't hear him. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Carlos votes no. Circling back, Jose Benavides?
That's a yes.
Okay, Jose votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Affirmative, yes.
Marisol votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Harvey Wasserman? Counting him offline. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes votes, 7 no votes, and 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. That carries. We're basically at time. We do have to take additional public comment, and we'll do so from members of the public. I have Andrew Weiss and John Markowitz have hands up. Andrew, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto urgently. Are we at time with a 30-minute extension already?
That didn't pass.
Oh, that's right.
It did not pass. We're past time, actually. It's 11:54. We're going to take public comment. Andrew Weiss.
So Chair, once again, can you put me on public comment, Michael? I can't raise my hand. Sure. I'm on my phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Star 9 raised your hand, but we'll add you. Andrew Weiss, John Marquis, Janine Rowan, and Kim.
Yeah.
Andrew, Ed.
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss. I would like a response from the chair of the Finance Committee, Kim Kaufman, if she will follow the bylaws and allow public comment a minimum of 30 minutes, or if we should seek to remove her. I would like a response from the representative of management, Ali Alexa, if we will have the required report to the listener for the month of August, or if we should seek to remove him as part of the management team. I would also like to request that the chair of this LSB clarify with both Kim Kaufman, the management of these matters, and all chairs of committees that public comment are required minimum of 30 minutes, and that report to the listener is required from management every month, and that a report to the listener is required from the LSB every other month. And I would like to know if the LSB is planning a report to the listener for this month as required. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll respond quickly and briefly. The bylaws statement on public comment that, I don't know where that's coming from. Please mute, this is a siren passing by you. The bylaws requirement on public comment at LSB committee meetings says, with the exception of telephonic meetings, unfortunately, it is the practice, the difference between the local station board itself and the committees is that the public can actually become members of committees and speak. the past practice at most of the committees is that in addition to allowing public membership, members of the public who come on the calls can be taken on stack, the time permitting, with recognition of the chair, on to discuss anything as it comes up. So we have not ever previously had 30 minutes of public comment at committee meetings. We've allowed the public to be members of the committee and to speak within the discourse at the committee. So that's my position until, you know, if we have in-person meetings, you'll remember that I used to have in-person meetings and allowed people to call in, yourself included, to the Program Oversight Committee. So that's our general policy. As far as the report to the listener, I did request a report to the listener. I was told I would have to wait till after the fund drive, and I've urged the management to do his reports and the ED. John Markowitz is next.
Michael, this is Andrew. You're incorrect as far as public comment. It is not, there is no exception for LSB committee meetings, for telephonic meetings, only at
correct.
The PND. I can
correct.
Show you that.
No, the there's language that says the language of the PNB will apply. That's what it says about the committees, and the language of the PNB it says except for telephonic meetings. Anyway, going on, John Markowitz.
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz. There are two issues here that I believe have not been addressed. One of which is in regards to the supposed financial statements regarding expenditures in terms of KPFK's, quote, consultants, unquote. I've never heard on any of these meetings, nor have I seen documents posted anywhere regarding what these consultants, who these consultants are, what purpose of them, and what services. Okay? This is a very vague area, and it seems to be a significant amount of money. That's number one. So what we have here is a lack of financial accountability. And I believe Kim is continuing to obscure this specific area and among other areas in regards to the expenditures of KPFK and possibly the other stations, although Kim's not responsible for KPFA, but we have this problem in all five signal areas. So therefore, all of this talk about balancing the budget is really moot and non-applicable if we don't have actual, accurate, and fully detailed lists of expenditures. The other thing is, I disagree with this motion in regards to the lack of possibility of, I believe we need, due to the emergency situation we're facing, as Grace correctly explained regarding the FJC loan, this pertains to the entire network, including this closed shop operation of KPFA, as if they don't have any concerns about the rest of the network. So what we do need is national fundraising. We need simulcast radiothons to raise emergency funds, specifically now to save...
Okay, thank you, John, for your time.
...to save KPFK's building and land.
Thank you.
That should be of concern to all five signal areas.
Thank you. Janine Roan is next.
I'll go after Kim. Thank you.
Okay, Kim. Kim Kaufman?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So I want to respond to some of the stuff that we do ask for people to pay their credit card fees on the website donations. I don't know what they say with call-ins response that could lower our credit card fees. I mean, that's an option. I don't know if they ask and whether the listeners say, no, I don't want to add that money. I don't know. Central Services does need to be recalculated. So that number is what has been there for a couple of years. And yes, it needs to be recalculated. Doesn't matter. We haven't paid it and we can't pay any of it anyways. This is a marker on this budget. This all, you know, there's a process that the MFC has to deal with. And
30 seconds, Kim.
Legal services is part of for the national is part of the central services. What goes into calculating that? What the and I really object to people constantly casting aspersions on our counting that it's not accurate. I mean, that's just defamatory. And somebody should look at.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse
me, the timekeeper is out. Yeah, really. Lawrence, stop.
I'm sorry, Myla, please don't call out of turn.
Well, then let's be fair about.
I'm sorry, Myla. Stop.
May not like that. Oh, well.
As KPFK the consultant services have been reviewed at the local finance committee multiple times. It's much less than it was. And
that is a lie.
Excuse me, Bella. Call out of turn.
And the majority of it right now are our temporary board ops. That has been reported multiple times. And I object to having people's names out there.
All right, thank you.
Because people will...
Kim, you're at time. Thank you.
I am...
How many apples does
sorry,
he have?
Excuse me. Lawrence, please stop. We're moving on. I have someone who's a listener. I'm sorry, going back to Janine, who said she would go after Kim. Janine?
Hi. Well, I'm going to change what I was going to talk about to address what's going on in the Finance Committee. At the National Finance Committee, an NDA was distributed and signed, which makes it where they are not allowed to discuss the details of our finances with us. Now, this started to come up after, for instance, last week when I brought up the letter that was written and that this LSB supported as far as full financial reports on a monthly basis. I mean, NIDA is stepping away from Pacifica, from KPFK. They will no longer be our managers, our money managers, and our business managers. Why is that happening? You know, there's a lot of sloppiness. And the thing is that we have asked for a trial balance and a general ledger, which gives the detail of the consultants. How much of it is legal and how much is individuals? You know, we had a reduction in payroll, but did some of them go to independent contractors? We're not being told this. And now in the Finance Committee, Kim made it very clear that it's dilatory now. She deems it dilatory if it's even brought up. I can't even bring it up anymore. So all these questions on the chat, we can't ask them. Otherwise, we get muted. So this is a concerted effort. And also with the fundraising, we need management, we need Michael's motion to go through because we need management behind our fundraising efforts because they're not being recognized. You know, this is an emergency situation and we've got the Spanish speaking programming, raising money, not being supported on KPFK. You know what I mean? None of their events are being publicized because it's got to go through all this red tape, which is Kim's motion now that just got push to next week or next meeting. So you know what I mean? Like all this blockade.
15 seconds, Jenny. Sorry.
Anyway, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to accelerate there. But like there's some real things going on right here. And The LSB members need to show up at the Finance Committee because that's where a lot of this stuff is getting blocked. Thank you.
Thank you. I have someone as the listener labeled that way by themselves. Go ahead, have public comment, then Nancy.
Okay, thank you. Can I start?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I have repeatedly and will continue to raise the subcarrier issue. Subcarriers are subsidiary frequencies that broadcast off of our regular terrestrial radio signals. That people have to use special radios to obtain. A lot of ethnic groups and religious groups tend to use it. I don't know whether yours is currently rented, but at one point it was bringing a substantial amount of money into the network for which KPFK got absolutely no credit. It's fine that the money goes to national. WBAI also has two subcarriers where, again, that money was coming into the network but not credited to the station central services. The parallel I make is that you are renting your living room to someone, and it doesn't offset your rent, it offsets what the landlord expects to get from the entire building. So when these monies go into the national office, they serve to reduce what is expected in central services from all the stations. When KPFT had its Rice University contract and was making money from its HD channel, none of that money went international. None of that money was accounted for. Those contracts weren't even seen at the national level. So why WBAI and KPFK, who are constantly slammed for being in the red, have monies that their antenna generates going into the national office, where it then offsets the money that KPFA is required to pay, WPFW is required to pay, KPFT is required to pay, is ridiculous. That's KPFK money. It should be credited to KPFK. It doesn't have to come into that station. They can do the math in the national office. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy, and I think this is the last public comment. We're close to time.
Okay. This is Nancy from KPFT. Yes, there's a kind of a mistake, but not really, but sort of, in the bylaws, the Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 10, about advisory committees like the Finance Committee. And it says, B, meetings and actions of local station advisory committee shall be governed by the provisions of Section 6 of this article. Okay, go to Section 6 of Article 7. And it says C, each meeting, and it's talking about LSB meetings, each meeting shall include a public comment period of not less than 30 minutes. And yes, it's true. We never had a committee meeting with 30 minutes of public comment. Very rarely people would even come to those committee meetings. But Michael is correct, too. There's the problem with bylaws needs to be back in Article 6, I believe. I'm just going to go from memory. It does say that the board, the PMB, and its committees, means the LSB and the LSB committees, except for telephonic meetings, shall have a public comment, but except for telephonic. But that was written at a time before COVID. Now all meetings are telephonic. So the committee chairs, and it's happening here at KPFT too. Our finance committee chair does not allow public comment and doesn't want to allow public comment. And even our other committees too are doing that. And so they're going by this antiquated, archaic, you know, except for telephonic meetings, they shall not be in, telephonic meetings are excused from public comment. But, you know, we need a bylaw revisions task force, which is open to non-LSB members. So anybody who wants to work on the bylaws revisions task force needs to sign up and tell your LSB you want to be on it. This we can work on bylaws there. But, you know, I would like to say ask Kim and all advisory committee chairs.
15 seconds.
Think
thanks,
about the mission of. Yeah, thank you. The spirit of the bylaws is to take in the public comment and not go by this antiquated, archaic rule of pre-COVID times of telephonic meetings having no public comment. Please, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, I'll reiterate what my point is that our committee meetings are open to the public. The public can become members of all of our committees and do. And the practice at most of our committees is that anyone on the call can participate in the discussion by asking for the stack, time permitting, in the discussion, whether they're a member of the committee or not. They have a voice but not vote. That's for most of our committees. And that is the common practice we've had at KPFK for a long time. In person, rather. So we're at time to adjourn, and thank you all for your participation. I do want to point out that